Navok, the full fleet is in geostationary orbit around Salvation 9, and we are ready to make planetfall.
There is only one major reading for life forms, located at this encampment here. The village that the Doctor mentioned. No doubt it's a front for their weapons vault. Coordinate the Exomarines to engage the Suntaran position from all sides.
On your feet, soldiers. You have sustained wounds. There is no excuse for idleness. Not you, alien filth. Stay on your knees. Oh. Trooper, you find it difficult to stand? Good. Pain is magnificent. It constitutes the purest expression of truth next to death itself. I see your injury may yet prove fatal.
Confirmed, Field Marshal.
It was to good purpose. So, this is the time ship. Such a primitive exterior.
Hey, look who's talking, Humpty Dumpty.
The expected insolence. My security detail may not be able to approach us, but there's nothing to stop me having you marched over to them and executed. Observe. At arms. Such a pathetic creature, piloting a ship of such power. The Doctor. Past reports suggested your attire would be more colourful.
Ah, yeah. Midlife crisis.
And you, the trooper with the defective larynx. As I made my landing, I observed you repelling a platoon of Exomarines.
Field Marshal, confirmed.
This makes you worthy of instant commendation. Unskin and make yourself known to me. I ordered you to unskin.
Field Marshal?
He means take your helmet off, Dom, if he sees your face.
Trooper, this is your final order before I have you decommissioned with extreme prejudice. Unskin. As I suspected, it is of no surprise that you tried to conceal yourself from me. I have seen this kind of mutation before, in documentation from the very earliest days of our glorious empire. It is now so uncommon as to be extinct, and for good reason. Doctor, before your death, look upon this rarest of sights. What you see here is what happens when a Suntaran clone grows old.
Old?
The mutation occurs over time and indicates this trooper has been in the field for many decades, yet not perished. Aging alters our biology in such ways. But it is no longer familiar to true Suntaran warriors who never lived so long. Trooper, you were right to hide your shame from me, but be ashamed no more. You have brought your army and your empire the most astonishing weapon. A time machine with which we can make war upon eternity.
Field Marshal, confirmed.
You will be awarded the Zinc Medal of the High Order
of... I must, however, report a significant problem.
Specify the nature of this problem.
It's over there, just behind you.
Behind me?
Confirmed. Over there.
Where?
Look over there.
I don't understand what...
Wham! Good work, Lops. He's out cold.
Right on the earthing node.
His detail's gonna open fire any second. Right on cue, Gaznak. Get his legs. Oh, to me. Into the TARDIS.
Lops, come on.
Trooper proceeding as fast as he can in direction of safety.
It makes sense, doesn't it?
Does it?
Well, to make the cloning process self-reproducing, you combine the male and female elements.
I suppose so. No, I don't understand.
You mash the chromosome functions together, and you don't need male and female defined. But if you top-load for aggression and testosterone and things like that, then the younger clone is male and becomes female as it ages. That's why all the females in your village, they're the older ones, get it?
Remind me, what is female?
Why are you both talking so quietly?
Why didn't you tell me you were nice and old?
I don't know. Should I have?
There you go, Lops. All patched up.
With that little thing?
Draconian medical gizmo. Works perfectly well on you. Because you'll need all the energy you've got. The hard work starts here.
How long do we have until they attack our village?
15 minutes as the crow flies and... Yep, here we go. Himself is waking up.
What are these bonds? Release me or die.
Why does he only have 3 fingers?
Look, if you could just focus on the matter in hand.
Rather than the matter of hands. I have bifurcated digits because I am of a noble, ancient and high-standing batch. And what are the two of you? You appear as Sontaran, yet you do not deport as Sontarans should. Are you Rutans?
What's a Rutan?
What are you?
Yep, keep this up. This is what we want. Let's keep this energy going.
Shall we make him disown us now?
Should we completely disgust him?
Not yet. Let's not get too disgusting too quickly. We need to broadcast him denying you. We need him in public when he calls you on Sontar. He says that on camera, we're home and dry. The village is saved, okay? On Sontar.
On Sontar.
Cease conspiring, cowards.
Okay, Lops, shove this helmet on him, but put it on the wrong way round. No, the other wrong way.
What treachery is this?
But he won't be able to see.
Not until the crucial moment. That's what we want. Element of surprise.
Calling the Intergalactic Alliance fleet. Come in. This is the Doctor. Navark Al-Hanin. Are you there?
How are you doing this? These are encrypted channels.
Amazing what you can rustle up with an old Pi television set, a camcorder and a water wheel. I'm by the river, middle of the village, and Navark, I just need 10 minutes of your time.
We will be opening fire on your position long before then.
5 minutes then. That's my last offer. Lops, camera around this way.
Yes, just coming.
Navark, can you see this person tied to the chair? Do you recognise the armour, the insignia?
Florence, run identification. It's Field Marshal Hanks.
Field Marshal Hanks of the 43rd iteration of Hanks, Bastion of Sontar, Hanks the Impenetrable.
Yeah, he doesn't like it when you don't give him props.
No way. We just want to show him something and for you to watch his reaction. Gaznak, now. Hanks, say hello to the Salvation Sontarans. Everyone, this is the Field Marshal.
Hello, the Field Marshal.
What am I seeing? Have you drugged me?
These are your kin. These are your brothers and sisters, and they're as real as you or me.
This is some deception.
It is not. Look here at the bio-reading on your own equipment.
Every one of them. Sontaran, through and through.
What are they doing?
Mostly their own thing, thanks. Living out here peacefully for centuries, not a single gun fired, not one enemy killed, laughing, loving, learning, growing old. You understand or approve of any of these things?
I see your ambition, Doctor, but you can't put words into his mouth.
Go on, Field Marshal, try something. Give these people here an order. Tell them to get in formation. Tell them to destroy me with whatever comes to hand. Shout Sontahar. See if anyone responds, because they won't. None of them knows what that means. None of them recognises your status. Try it.
I refuse to follow your orders.
Doesn't matter. It's as plain as day. For instance, Ilenx over there. Stand up, Ilenx.
Hello.
Ilenx can name you every bird in the forest, so I hear. Some of the birds didn't have names when he first saw them, so he made the names up. And that's what you call imagination.
No. No.
So say it.
It's unacceptable.
Say it, Hanx. Say it.
None of this behavior is remotely... came from the skies.
Uh-oh.
I can see shapes descending through the clouds, Doctor.
Do you smell that? Do you smell that odor? I know that odor anywhere, on any world. It is oil and toxins and the acrid charge of great guns. It smells like an invasion.
When forces have landed, Doctor, make your exit while you can.
An invasion. The magnificence of it. This village is to be razed. The inhabitants must defend it or perish. If they simply die, so be it. But if in the oncoming hurricane of blood and metal they find their true selves once more, their heritage, their purity, and then die, outnumbered, never capitulating, all the better, Doctor. All for the glory of Sontar.
Gaznak, I'm sorry. I've failed.
Not yet. Follow me.